Greetings, friends, family, and partners. This podcast is called Choices We Believe, and you're listening to Joe Watson. One of the choices that I have made is to value family and family time just below my relationship with the Lord. Yesterday, my wife and I had the honor of spending time with some of my cousins who came to visit. There was good food, good times, old stories, and laughter from our common heritage. It was great. I realize that not everyone has a close family that I do. And that is what's great about associating with a local church. You see, even without a natural family to lean on in hard times, through our common faith in Jesus Christ, we can develop close family-like relationships with those who bring into God, who God brings to our lives. But that's not today's topic. Now for something different. I want to look at a verse that I was reading the other day. It's found in Psalm 115. And it's verse 6. It says, in the King James Version, it says, "The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men." Yeah. So this says that God gave humans the earth. I read this, and I remembered, you know, in the New Testament, we find places that talk about the multiple heavens. There's a heaven where the birds fly, and then there's the heaven that is what we call outer space, but then there's the heaven that's God's abode. This thought gives rise to a question, though. When we build a vehicle that travels to the moon or Mars or anywhere else out there, are we trespassing on God's territory? Yeah, you know, in the 1960s, I think the early 1960s, there was a man named Gene Roddenberry. You've probably heard of him. He created this TV show. Yeah, he called it Star Trek. Now, what I know about Gene was that he was sure there was no God and would have been delighted to prove that. But now I can assure you that he knows without a doubt there is in fact a God. Back to his TV show. Today, in the 21st century, we got a whole ton of different shows. Star Trek, Star Wars, Stargate, Star this, Star that, and Star is everywhere. We even got some Battlestar Galactica and stuff like that, which is amazing. My question is, could it be that we don't travel the stars in the way the TV portrays, because God is limiting our travel since it's his territory? Yeah. Anyway, so far, this is just a muse for me to ponder on and wonder about. One day I was praying and asking God why we don't have regular visitors from other planets and we don't travel to the galaxy like they do on TV, you know. And he responded with only one word. He said, "Genesis." As I meditated on this one word, I began to realize that God's plan goes into eternity and that he's only begun. No matter how long the earth and humans have been around, we are still at his beginning. And since we are promised in a whole new earth and new heavens, then why spend so much time trying to make something be there that one day won't? You say, "Oh, Joe, where are you getting that kind of crazy stuff?" Yeah, if you look in the back of the Bible, this book called Revelation, chapter 21, 1. Now, chapter 21 of Revelation that's getting close to the end. That's just a little bit more and you're done. But Revelation 21, 1 says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. This one verse, we'll stop right there. After God brings all this to an end, and one day he will, those who are with him will enjoy exploring a new heaven, a new earth, and a new Jerusalem. One thing I'm sure about this, about God, God never does random as we know random. Everything that he does is with purpose and planning. Regardless of size, whether it's as large as the universe or something is so small we have to look at it under a microscope, it has reason and it has life. Now, the flip side, I'm going to flip this over. We're going to talk about it the other way. Okay, we'll flip this over. Since the Bible says we humans have been given a gift of this earth, are we being good stewards of the gift? Yeah. Are we taking care of what we've been given? Now, don't get me wrong. I don't go along with this chicken little stuff that the sky is falling or that the ozone is somewhere at critical mass. You know, it's gone. Neither do I go with those putting forth the idea that we are soon overpopulating this planet who want to get rid of people. It blows my mind. I think the earth has plenty of room and resources for lots more people. Yeah, there's we could do this all over again and double the population of the earth and still be okay. However, as a human race, you know, not speaking of just you, just me, but the human race, all of us together, are we killing ourselves through the chemicals that we discharge and the radiation that we create and let it out? And the wars that we're fighting, that just simply leave death everywhere. Man, I believe that everything has a cycle, and the earth is going through a cycle. And I got this idea from a book in the Old Testament that's called Ecclesiastes. Yeah, turn with me if you want to there to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and I'm going to start in verse 1. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck. Okay? A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. It says a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain, a time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, and a time for war, and a time for peace. This is the King Solomon from the Old Testament, who said that everything was vanity except the fear of God. And he says there's a time for everything, a season and a time. The earth has a cycle. Now, I think the cycle of the earth, there's a heating and a cooling. There's a wet and a dry, and it's all over the earth. We can influence those cycles, but we cannot stop them. It's like this. Take our air and water, for instance. We can pollute it and make it deadly for ourselves, or we can spend time finding ways to clean it up and keep it that way for future generations. We didn't create recycling. Newsflash. Whoa, what? We didn't create recycling? No, God did. He created the earth, and the earth recycles everything. Everything decays and eventually goes back to the natural state that it was before we discovered it and dug it out and tried to do something with it. The air you breathe today, yeah, hundreds of years ago, it was breathed by somebody else. The water you're drinking, yeah, it was drunk by someone long before you were even born, years ago. It's too bad we humans spend so much time blaming God for the messes that we ourselves made. I have a conclusion on this, that Well, God made the earth to recycle everything that's in it, and we have mixed and changed and altered things so much that they don't decay for centuries. They still stay like plastic. This earth is not going to fall apart. We have hope. And we need to focus more on staying here and cleaning up our own mess than we do need to worry about other beings way out there, because God said he's going to destroy it all and start all over. He's going to wrap it up, roll it up, and tie it up. And then he's going to create a new one. And in that new one, those of us who are with him will enjoy the exploring of the new creation, the new earth, the new heaven, the new Jerusalem. And if you want to be sure that you're with him, I would ask you today to change your mind and make your choice to put your faith in Jesus Christ, who is our Redeemer and who is carrying all of us with him into the future that is the eternity. My name is Joe Watson, and this podcast is Choices We Believe. And I've made a choice to believe everything I said. Thank you.